News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
But first up, it looks like obviously there's no contest. It's not completely outruled, but it's very unlikely. And it will be instead a coronation of Simon Harris, poised to become the state's youngest ever Taoiseach, following hot on the heels of the last youngest ever Taoiseach. He is going, of course, Shane, to face a range of demands from within his own party and from his coalition partners as the government edges closer to a general election. I think the opposition would like to see that sooner rather than later. I suspect the government parties would feel the exact opposite.
Yeah.
But it got us thinking, like, Simon Harris is a very capable politician. He's an excellent communicator. He was kind of in the wings waiting for this, I suspect, for a very long time. He was an obvious...
Probably since the age of about 5, I'd say.
Well, you know, we went to the same school as me. The local talk about Simon Harris has always been that since about the age of 7 or 8 that he has said...
I want to be Taoiseach.
I'm going to be Taoiseach.
Yeah.
The rest of us wanted to be fire engines and stuff, but Simon Harris had his head more screwed on in that sense. But it got us thinking... The country has lots of things still outstanding that need to happen: housing, health, education, public transport. There's huge issues out there. Migration. These are things people are talking about and concerned about. He's going to fill Leo Varadkar's shoes, it looks like. But what should he do, do you think, Shane?
Yeah, and you know what? It's a tricky one. If you listen to social media or read social media, there's a narrative that Leo Varadkar ruined the country, which is nonsense. Like, the reality is, it's actually quite hard to make change as Taoiseach. So, you know, I can say he should solve the housing crisis. That's not going to happen. It's going to be a slow process. Of course, there are things his government should do to try and expedite that, but there's no magic wand. So, look, I suppose if there was one thing I would focus on, I'd love to see him focus on, is reform of the public service, a proper reform of the public service. The more I watch... and we do so many things well, and some of our public servants do things really well. Like, look at the job the Department of Foreign Affairs did when it came to Brexit. They did an extraordinary diplomatic job. But I do think there is a slight malaise in the public service. I think a lot of our problems, and we've many virtues, but a lot of our problems, be it in housing, be it in health and so on, I think stem from a can't-do rather than a can-do attitude. And we saw the improvements in the health service during COVID, for example, when actually all the, oh no, we can't do that, went out the window because we had to do it.
I would suggest it's more than a can't do. I would suggest it's often won't do. A won't do is exactly what I was about to say. I mean, and we do see things like on the front of the Irish Times this morning, €200,000 exit packages for ESB employees. Things that private sector people could only dream of.
Yeah.
And that is the reality. And people say, oh, don't pit them against each other. It's always people in the public sector that say that. Yeah. Because
now, look, I it's not going to be easy to do. I don't think he'll manage to achieve it. I'd love to see it happen.
I don't even truthfully see that on his agenda.
I'm not saying he'd run a mile
from that, because that would be very difficult.
I absolutely agree with you. I don't think it will be on his agenda.
I think if we could do any one thing, because I think housing is like trying to turn an oil tanker, but there's a slow burn moving in that direction. I'd love to see something really big done, and really positive, and really forceful and forthright done with public transport. I think that would change the country for the better.
Okay. All right. What are we asking people this morning?
We are asking people this morning a new Taoiseach. A new Taoiseach in the Department of the Taoiseach. Probably going to be Simon Harris. I think we all believe that is the case. What's the thing he should do? If there was one thing, if you could wave a magic Taoiseach wand, the one thing that would make a difference to the country. I know there are oodles of things, but what stands out as being most important to you? We would love to hear from you this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.